Dr. Pinsky dictating a mail to IME on June 20 regarding Van, V as in Victor, A-N, as in Nancy Howell, H-O-W-E-L-L. Van Howell is a 50-year-old male who reports he injured his ankle at work on 2/12/21. Pretty slipped on ice and twisted his ankle. Pretty went to Cooper Hospital emergency room afterwards. Period. He had further evaluation and treatment, including surgery with implantation of bolts and pins on 2/12/21. Period. He has completed his course of active treatment. Period. New paragraph. As per his claim petition, Mr. Howell slipped on ice and fell, injuring his right foot and ankle. Period. Treatment records show he was seen at Jefferson Health System on 2/12/21. Period. He was seen orthopedically by Dr. Mashru, M-A-S-H-R-U. Period. He described a diagnosis of right ankle, trimalleal or fracture dislocation, status post open reduction, internal fixation of the ankle fracture on 2/12/21. Period. Mr. Howell remained in the hospital for several days. Period. His last visit there was on 2/16/21. Period. He was taking Lovenox for DVT prophylaxis. Period. They also noted x-rays of the left ankle were negative for fracture. Period. He then was seen at Jefferson Emergency Room on 2/25/21, complaining of left foot warmth, having undergone surgery 48 hours ago. Period. And put this in parentheses. I believe they mean right ankle. Period. He was evaluated, including x-rays of the left foot and ankle to be inserted here. Period. That same day, he underwent a venous Doppler ultrasound that showed acute distal left lower extremity deep venous thrombosis. Period. He had a CAT scan of the chest for pulmonary embolism to be inserted here as marked. Period. New paragraph. Mr. Heller was seen postoperatively by Dr. Mashru on 4/12/21. Period. They noted his pre- and postoperative procedures and diagnoses to be inserted here. Period. He continued to be monitored by Dr. Mashru along with serial x-rays. Period. On 9/23/21, he was cleared for sedentary duty only. Period. Mr. Howell participated in a functional capacity evaluation on 11/9/21. Period. This deemed he performed it with full effort. Period. It deemed he was capable of working in the light physical demand category. Period. At his last visit with Dr. Mashru on 11/22/21, he discharged the petitioner from care within the parameters set forth by the functional capacity evaluation. Period. Physical exam, general appearance. He complained about how his injury affects everything and focused on his symptomatic complaints. Period. Reports he was in bed for 6 months and then in workers' compensation in some capacity for 4 months. Period. He relates he got gout and a deep vein thrombosis in his left leg while under treatment for the right ankle. Period. Extremities low, inspection revealed swelling of the right ankle. Period. There was healed surgical scarring about the right ankle. Period. Laterally was a 4-inch longitudinal scar. comma, medially a 2-inch longitudinal scar, comma, and anteriorly a 1.5-inch longitudinal scar. Appeared there was no atrophy or effusions. Appeared he simply rolled his pants up, limiting proximal visualization. Appeared motion of the right ankle was fixed in neutral at 0, scratch that, at 90 degrees. Appeared motion of the left ankle, both hips and knees, was full in all planes without crepit or sore tenderness. Appeared manual muscle testing was 4/5 for resisted right plantar flexor and extensor hallucis longus strength, but was otherwise 5/5. Appeared he had mild tenderness palpation about the right ankle hind foot and overlying his surgical scars, but there was none on the left. Feet and ankle, normal, thoracic normal, lumbar sacral. He ambulated with antalgia on the right foot, but did not utilize a handheld assisted device. Appeared he was able to stand briefly on his toes, but declined attempting to stand or walk on his heels or squat. Appeared he changed position slowly. Appeared provocative gait maneuvers could not be performed. Appeared impressions. On 2/12/21, Van Hal slipped and fell on ice, injuring his right ankle. Appeared he was seen at the emergency room the same day and found to have a trimalleolar fracture. Appeared this was repaired with open reduction internal fixation by Dr. Mashru in short order. Appeared after release from the hospital, he was treated with home care. However, he then developed symptoms in the left foot and was found to have a deep vein thrombosis. Period. His progress continued to be monitored by Dr. Mashru. Period. Serial x-rays were done through 8/18/21 when they showed fusion. Period. He performed an FCE on 11/9/21. And was deemed capable of working in the light physical demand category. Period. Mr. Hell currently states he is able to go on short drives. Period. New paragraph. The current exam found Mr. Hell to have swelling about the right ankle with healed surgical scarring. Period. The right ankle was surgically fixed in neutral at 90 degrees. Period. Provocative maneuvers about the feet and ankle were negative. Period. He had mild weakness and resisted right plantar flexion and extension hallucis longus strength on the right. Period. There was no swelling about the left foot or ankle, and Homan's maneuver was negative for deep vein thrombosis. Period. There was also no palpable cord about the left calf. Period. New paragraph. This case represents 10% permanent partial disability referable to the statutory right foot. Period. That is the end.